As I consider the subject of this piece, I feel unexpectedly tearful. I feel as if I'm settling into a séance with someone deeply connected to me, but who has passed away before she had time to acquire my wisdom. If I could reach her, I might change the entire trajectory of my life. A dangerous proposition. It is the door to a time machine. We have been taught that moving back and forth in time is fantasy, so we do not indulge it for the sake of self-preservation, because fantasy can be destructive. And yet, both of these are chasms that we yearn to reach across, despite the risks. I am sucked into a vortex of what-ifs. This is what I would say. Dear Rahila, I have in my possessions the poems you wrote at 13, full of teenage ennui and restlessness. They remained in the closet then, and certainly don't deserve an outing now, while your peers were happily sharing their words. What lay behind your lack of self-confidence? Perfectionism? Fear of failure? Exposure of your innermost self? It seemed to get worse when you migrated to England. Here, your role models were relatives who came from India, who brought the weight of their university degrees to bear down on their work as bus conductors, market stall holders, and telex operators. You experienced racism as a drop in class position. You never dared to hope to see your writing in print. You felt frustrated by the fact that every second person congratulated you on the fluency of your English, and you wasted your energy on arching an eyebrow and saying, "Come, let me teach you your own history, how you colonized us and left behind your language and much else via your Christian nuns and priests." Even though I have some sympathy for the dislocation you must have felt, I want to urge you to hurry. All those years spent trying your hand at something different, of wasting time, of refusing to listen to those poems rattling inside you, of not disturbing the dust on a bowl of rose leaves, as T.S. Eliot might have said. I hear with razor-sharp clarity what you cannot hear. Andrew Marvel's "Time's winged chariot hurrying near." If it hadn't been for your lethargy, I would have been in a different place. At the very least, I would have had a longer backlist. In the doing and the persistence, you would have found the confidence. You would have honed your voice and come to like the sound of it. You are the only person I can flagellate without fear of causing hurt. But my feelings for you are not all negative. You, like me, have always needed to write as a way of coping with crisis. Those notes have animated some of my best writing. And now I too must heed the passing of time and not give my future self cause to complain.